the weird shit just keeps happening, you know? Like, sorry, I keep rambling. Hello? Do you fall asleep on me? Or are you pretending to be asleep so you can hear my deepest, darkest secret? Not gonna lie, I have pretended to be asleep during our calls before in hopes that I get to hear some kind of confession or secret I never knew about. Well, to be fair, you did eventually tell me those secrets, just that I already knew about them through my fake sleeping. So, I guess that's the first secret, if you're listening. Okay, this next secret is gonna be a big one. Make some noise if you want to hear it. And there's nothing. I guess you really are asleep. Unless you're pretending. Don't think that I don't know. Okay, whatever. I'm gonna tell you anyway. Well, remember the guy that I briefly dated for a while? The one who I said I felt pressured by, so I broke things off of him? Yeah, for some absurd reason, he's been on my mind for like the past couple of weeks. And that's another secret that I hadn't told you yet, but that is not the big secret, okay? Anyway, my mind keeps drifting to the things he said and did, and when I really start thinking about it, I realize that he said and did things that I've always wanted to experience in a relationship. Yet, why did it feel so pressurizing? Why did it feel so uncomfortable and weird when he did those things? Like, seriously, I felt so creeped out. I guess that's how I knew that I didn't like him at all. Like, I don't know, maybe I thought I liked him because we matched on Tinder and had similar interests, you know. Maybe I thought I liked him because it felt like I was supposed to like him, you know. And I felt bad, and I still do sometimes, because he was really enthusiastic about everything, and I thought that with time, you know, I end up liking him as much as he liked me. But the more enthusiastic it got, especially doing all these sappy things I was so sure I would love, like, I guess, well, the more it made me dislike him. And it's weird because I suddenly kept thinking about you, okay? Like, how easy it would be to do all these things with you since I'm so comfortable with you already, you know? And it's not just him. For the other dates that I've been on as well, they would all be perfect if it was with you. Oh my god, if you're listening to this, then this is probably like the friendship breaker, okay? But here is the big, fat, juicy secret, alright? I am in love with you. There, I said it. Okay? Every day, I find myself waiting for your text, mentally chiding myself not be so needy when you don't reply me, like, immediately, you know? And I just keep checking my phone, blah, blah, blah. Or like, if I'm like trying to act coy and like, you know, wait for you to text me, and then like the wait is just bad. Okay, but you know, but I immediately reply the moment I get a response from you. So still kind of needy. I didn't get nervous when I asked you to hang out, but I started to realize that I put in a lot more effort in dressing up in hopes of getting a compliment from you. I mean, haven't you realized? Like, ever since you complimented me on doing like the drunk blush, like the drunk blush makeup, I started to do it more. I mean, not that I don't like it or anything, it's just that it's because you complimented me about it, so I started doing it more. I mean, you know, at first I thought it was something stupid, okay, where I just wanted your attention to feed my needy self. But when you helped me close the night I had a panic attack and stayed with me until the next day, right? I just knew that I couldn't live without you. I was at the point in time where you kissed my forehead and I was like, I just thought I wanted more. And I mean, is that what friends think of? Like, if friends kiss each other's foreheads and then like they think that I wanted more, that I wanna like marry this guy. Like, obviously I would like you. Oh god, I like you. And I don't even think that, okay, maybe like it's not even just like, I love you. I really do. And if you are listening to this, like, you know, if you're pretending to be asleep like the other times I've done, please don't say anything. I know it's selfish of me to ask for you to just be ignorant about it and like, you know, kind of pretend that this confession never happened, but I want to be able to tell you properly rather than through this secrets while it's asleep nonsense. It does feel nice though to kind of like get it off my chest. Here's hoping that I'll be able to tell you soon. Anyway, it's late and we both have a long day ahead of us, so I'll hang up now. Good night. Love you. Like, the weirdest shit just keeps happening, you know? Like, sorry, I keep rambling. Hello? Do you fall asleep on me? Or are you pretending to be asleep so you can hear my deepest, darkest secret? Not gonna lie, I have pretended to be asleep during our calls before in hopes that I get to hear some kind of confession or secret I never knew about. Well, to be fair, you did eventually tell me those secrets, just that I already knew about them through my fake sleeping. So, I guess that's the first secret, if you're listening. Okay, this next secret is gonna be a big one. Make some noise if you want to hear it. And there's nothing. I guess you really are asleep. Unless you're pretending. Don't think that I don't know. Okay, whatever. I'm gonna tell you anyway. Well, remember the guy that I briefly dated for a while? The one who I said I felt pressured by, so I broke things off of him. Yeah, for some absurd reason, he's been on my mind for like the past couple of weeks. And that's another secret that I hadn't told you yet, but that is not the big secret, okay? Anyway, my mind keeps drifting to the things he said and did, and when I really start thinking about it, I realized that he said that things that I've always wanted to experience in a relationship. Yet, why did it feel so pressurizing? Why did it feel so uncomfortable and weird when he did those things? Like, seriously, I felt so creeped out. I guess that's how I knew that I didn't like him at all. Like, I don't know, maybe I thought I liked him because we matched on Tinder and had similar interests, you know. Maybe I thought I liked him because it felt like I was supposed to like him, you know. And I felt bad, and I still do sometimes, because he was really enthusiastic about everything, and I thought that with time, you know, I end up liking him as much as he liked me. But the more enthusiastic it got, especially doing all these sappy things I was so sure I would love, like, I guess, well, the more it made me dislike him. And it's weird because I suddenly kept thinking about you, okay? Like how easy it would be to do all these things with you since I'm so comfortable with you already, you know? And it's not just him. For the other dates that I've been on as well, they would all be perfect if it was with you. Oh my god, if you're listening to this, then this is probably like the friendship breaker, okay? But here is the big, fat, juicy secret, alright? I am in love with you. There, I said it. Okay? Every day, I find myself waiting for your text, mentally chiding myself to not be so needy when you don't reply me, like, immediately, you know? And I just keep checking my phone, blah, blah, blah. Or like, if I'm like trying to act coy and like, you know, wait for you to text me and then like the wait is just bad. Okay, but you know, but I immediately reply the moment I get a response from you. So still kind of needy. I didn't get nervous when I asked you to hang out. But I started to realize that I put in a lot more effort in dressing up in hopes of getting a compliment from you. I mean, haven't you realized? Like, ever since you complimented me on doing like the drunk blush, like the drunk blush makeup, I've started to do it more. I mean, not that I don't like it or anything, it's just that it's because you complimented me about it, so I started doing it more. I mean, you know, at first I thought it was something stupid, okay, where I just wanted your attention to feed my needy self. But when you held me close the night I had a panic attack and stayed with me until the next day, I just knew that I couldn't live without you. I was at the point in time where you kissed my forehead and I was like, I just thought I wanted more. And I mean, is that what friends think of? Like, if friends kiss each other's foreheads and then like they think that I wanted more, that I wanna like marry this guy, like obviously I would like you. Oh god, I like you. And I don't even think that, okay, maybe like it's not even just like, I love you. I really do. And if you are listening to this, like, you know, if you're pretending to be asleep, like the other times I've done, please don't say anything. I know it's selfish of me to ask for you to just be ignorant about it and, like, you know, kind of pretend that this confession never happened. But I want to be able to tell you properly rather than through this secret swells asleep nonsense. Yeah. It does feel nice though to kind of like get it off my chest. Here's hoping that I'll be able to tell you soon. Anyway, it's late and we both have a long day ahead of us, so I'll hang up now. Good night. Love you.